This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Government is sending 7 multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including member countries of the UN Security Council, later this month. They will include MPs from different political parties, prominent political personalities, and distinguished diplomats. We have more from our correspondent.
All-party delegations will project India's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. These delegations will carry forth India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism to the world. The 7 delegations will be led by BJP's Ravi Shankar Prasad and Baijant Panda, Congress' Shashi Tharoor, JDU's Sanjay Kumar Jha, DMK's Kanimoji Karunanidhi, NCP's Supriya Sule and Shiv Sena's Shrikant Eknath Shinde. Highlighting the significance of this initiative, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju emphasized that the delegations will carry India's unified message of zero tolerance towards terrorism, standing as a powerful reflection of national unity above politics and beyond differences. Meanwhile, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor thanked the centre for the invitation to lead an all-party delegation to 5 key capitals. He said that he will always be available when national interest is involved and his services are required. With Pallavi Parmar and Aman Yadav, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Haryana police has arrested Jyoti Rani, a YouTuber from Hisar, on charges of spying for Pakistan. A case has been registered against Jyoti at Civil Line Police Station in Hisar. She has been produced in the court and taken on 5-day remand. Hisar Deputy Superintendent of Police Kamaljeet said that Jyoti was in contact with Pakistan's intelligence agencies and was sending intelligence information through social media. He said that Jyoti has travelled to Pakistan 4 times, due to which India's security agencies were keeping an eye on her. Haryana police also arrested a youth, Devinder Singh, aged 25, from Mastgar village in Kaithal on charges of spying for Pakistan's intelligence agency, ISI. Kaithal Superintendent of Police, Astha Modi, said that Devinder Singh had sent confidential information related to Indian Army, including Operation Sindoor, to Pakistan. The SP said that the youth was first detained on May 13 due to a post related to illegal weapons on Facebook. He said that during interrogation, he has made many shocking revelations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that India can no longer afford to empower countries that are inimical to its interests and positioned against it in times of crisis. Addressing the annual convocation of Jaipuria Institute of Management in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted that every individual is empowered to help the nation in security.
Every individual is empowered to help the nation in security, and trade, business, commerce and industry in particular can play a pivotal role in security issues. And therefore, I firmly believe that we must always keep one thing in mind, and that is nation first. Everything has to be reckoned on the fulcrum of deep commitment, unflinching commitment, dedication to nationalism, because there is no other way out. And that mindset we must teach our toddlers right from day one.
Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi conducted a field visit to East Champaran district today as part of the review of the preparations for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar. The Election Commissioner observed the first level checking process of EVMs in Motihari. Today is the second day of the Election Commissioner's visit to Bihar and it will conclude on Monday. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said in a statement that it struck and killed a Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon today. According to the statement, the commander, whose name was not given, was killed in the village of Mazrat Jemjem, north of Tyre City. Several Israeli media outlets reported that the Hezbollah commander was attacked by a drone while inside a car. The IDF statement accused him of being involved in the re-establishment of Hezbollah's terrorist infrastructure in the area. Lebanon's Ministry of Health said that an Israeli drone strike targeting a vehicle on the Anor Yomar road killed one person. The Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to resume today after a week-long gap, with the match between host Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, the Indian Premier League was suspended on the 9th of May due to the rising tensions between India and Pakistan. The India Meteorological Department has forecast rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning in northeast, east, central and southern India for the next 7 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.